This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a hadith, he talks about the dua of the oppressed. And Allah subhanahu, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the dua of the oppressed is answered before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there is nothing between their dua and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet today, many people, and understanding that they have so much, their hearts are broken. There are so many people who are thinking about Palestine. There's so many people who are thinking about our brothers and sisters in Gaza. And there are so many people who have told me that they go to sleep at night crying. They go to sleep at night thinking that while I'm asleep, how many more children are dying? How many more adults are dying? And you find people who are justifying this genocide. People who are funding this genocide. Brothers and sisters, then those same people, they will ask me the same question, this question. Where is, we are making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that there is no hijab between the dua of the oppressed and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But where is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And I talked about this before, and I'm sure in the last 3 weeks you've been hearing these kind of talks that you cannot lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to understand that dua is the weapon of a believer. And as long as we have dua on our side, and now you have people saying that we keep on making dua, but there is nothing coming of this dua. First of all, is I want to share with you a few stories from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I'm going to quickly run through them to help us understand that when we raise our hands before Allah, when we raise our hands in tahajjud, when we raise our hands any time of the day and we say, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. And then we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not giving exactly what we want immediately. In that situation, how can we understand and in light of the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The very first story, Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, this is the time of hijrah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a clear command. Everyone has to do hijrah to Medina. Umm Salama with Abu Salama and their child. Okay? They all are traveling to Medina. In the middle, somewhere, before they left and they were on their way, the tribes came into the middle. And because Umm Salama and Abu Salama come from two different tribes, Abu Salama's tribe took Abu Salama, took the child, and the family and the tribe of Umm Salama took Umm Salama away. Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, she is a Muslima. She is someone who's making hijrah at the time of the hijrah when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed them to go. She's a believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She believes in dua. She's a sahabiya of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet she says herself that I was separated from my husband. I was separated from my child. Not for 1 week, not for 1 month, but for one entire year. She says that every single day, I would go to the mountaintop there in that area. I would sit there and I would cry all day long. And then I would come back in the evening to stay at the house. Someone can ask, right? That didn't she make dua? Of course she made dua. But then the question is that where was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? But that's the point of the story. You make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your dua goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But sometimes it may take a little time. Then you have the story of the boycott. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he and the sahaba were socially, financially boycotted from everyone else. And that did not last 1 year like in the case of Umm Salama. This lasted 3 long years. Now someone can ask, didn't Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make dua? This is the man who is the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But did he lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The answer is no. Did he ever once question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the aid and the nusra of Allah? The answer is no. This is what we learn from the seerah, that you make dua, our job is to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that though it may take a little time. Then you find the seerah in the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the surah was revealed, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. Though, as many ulama and not only that, but Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says that this was an indication from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the time of the Prophet alayhi salam in this dunya is coming to an end. But think about this for a moment. Didn't Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam want days of happiness? Of course. Didn't Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam want days of peace? Of course. Do we think that him constantly being in a conflict with the Quraysh over and over again till the time of Fatha Makkah, this is something that the Prophet alayhi wa sallam enjoyed? Absolutely not. But the Prophet alayhi wa sallam made dua, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing this relief. When? Not at the beginning of his life, towards the end of his life. It is as if when you say the life of the Prophet alayhi wa sallam, we learn that the Prophet alayhi wa sallam spent many years of struggle and only few months of relief. This is the reality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then at the same time, you know the stories, like for example, in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the Prophet alayhi wa sallam went for Isra wa Miraj, he heard a smell, a fragrance, and Jibreel alayhi wa sallam informs him that this is from the hairdresser of the daughter of Fir'aun. But even in that case, in that story, when this woman was brought and her children were killed right before her. Just like today we see that so many parents are holding on to their children. So many mothers and fathers, they're crying and they're holding on to their dead children. And they cannot separate themselves from their children because of the love that they have in their heart. This woman had to see something, the same exact thing. Her children being killed right in front of her. And she could have said the same thing. I made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I'm a believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When everyone in this palace disbelieves in Allah, I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? But brothers and sisters, this is where we have to sometimes take a step back and look at the bigger picture. You and I and the entire Muslim world, we are trying to make a change in our life. We're trying to wake up for tahajjud. We're trying to cut out the haram things in our life. We're trying to become more spiritual in our life. And yes, we all are making dua for the destruction of the oppressors, for the destruction of the occupiers. We all are making those kind of duas. But at the same time, look at the situation, brothers and sisters, that where are we today? Where we were 3 weeks ago and where we are today. This today, what we see, there are so many Muslims, but along with Muslims, there are non-Muslims. There are even Christians, there are even Jewish people who are taking the streets with other Muslims who are going on these protests. They are showing their support too. They are standing alongside the Muslims. Is this not from the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Indeed, this is the result of our du'as. Today we are seeing, wallahi, I'm in my early 40s. Never in my life have I seen that people are now waking up and now people are starting to see the occupation that Israel has committed against the Palestinians. Wallahi, I've never seen that in my life. People have been sleeping for so many years. They had no idea what occupation is. They have no idea that this is something that is going on. And now they're finally waking up. This is a result of our du'as. This is a result of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People are now waking up. Americans are now waking up and starting to realize that we do have enough money to take care of our college debts. We do have enough money to take care of the homelessness in our society. We have enough money to take care and provide health care and medicine to everyone. As they say, universal health care. They have enough money. The United States has enough money. Now people are waking up that we have been sending so many billions of dollars to foreign entities. Now Americans are waking up. Brothers and sisters, now people are starting to see the reality. Now people are starting to see that freedom of speech that America and all these first world nations, they claim to boast about, it is completely garbage. There is no true freedom of speech. If there was freedom of speech, then people will not be fired for showing their support for Palestine. But we see now people are starting to wake up and say that yes, there is true freedom of speech. Now people are starting to say that is this what democracy is? Now people are starting to see the flaws of democracy. And now people are starting to pick up the Quran. There are so many social media influencers who are now picking up the Quran. So many people are saying, I had no idea what Islam was till this situation started, and now I'm reading the Quran. So many people have even converted to Islam. And subhanAllah, is this not from the nusra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is truly from the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes you have to take a step back and look at the bigger picture to understand where we are today. When we see today, I've never seen this much support of Palestine. And alhamdulillah, around the world, there are Muslim intellectuals. There are so many people who are now coming on social media and sharing. They're eloquent, mashallah. They have a platform. They have a social media platform. They have a universal platform. And now they're using that to show and support. At the same time, if there's one good thing that has come out of this is now people are starting to see people's true colors. There are so many people in Congress. There are so many people in American politics. They are filled with so much sick and hatred that they have openly condoned this genocide. They call it a war. It's not a war, it's a genocide, of course. They have supported this genocide and they have verbally said that they would want every single person to be wiped out in Gaza. Finally, now these people, now what's in their heart is starting to show to other people. So brothers and sisters, there is so much good that is also happening too. A lot of times we're making dua, Ya Allah, do this and do that. And exactly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may not be giving us what we want, but there are a lot of other things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing. And wallahi, more than anything else, I still cannot imagine. Wallahi, I cannot still imagine. When you see the Palestinians, their brothers and sisters dying, their children dying, and wallahi, they have such iman. This is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the nusra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gave them such a heart that they see people dying in front of them. Their house is being bombed and yet they're standing outside and they are saying what? Alhamdulillah. Wallahi, when I see these kind of stories, when I see these kind of videos, I now realize I can speak for myself. I don't want to speak for everyone else when I say this. This is the reason why I'm here and they are there. There's a reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He is putting them, He knows that and He has given them such iman. These are people who are dying, and right in front of them, people are saying, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. And they're saying that, In yansurkumullahu fala ghaliba lakum. And they are so strong in their faith. Wallahi, this is a kind of faith that comes only and only from Allah jalla wa ala. And it comes from no one else. This is the nusra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what we need to do is, we need to keep on pushing through our spirituality. Keep on making dua. Do not ever lose hope in your dua, brothers and sisters. Do not feel that my duas are not working. Wallahi, the Prophet ﷺ, as you all know, the Prophet ﷺ says, when a believer makes dua, three things are going to happen to their dua. Either Allah will give them exactly what they are asking for, or number two, Allah will give them something different, but another khair from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number three is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save it for the hereafter. Yes, you and I are making dua, but today now we're starting to see that there are other types of things that are happening today, which is now, and subhanAllah, you know, this is the biggest thing. The Quran talks about ghafla. You know ghafla is? You're sleeping. You have no idea. This nation, the entire world was in the state of ghafla. The entire world was sleeping. Now the entire world is waking up to see what the reality is. And this is through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is why it takes time for Allah's plan to go into full execution mode. Allah's plan is already in execution mode. But we have to understand Allah has a plan. We put our trust in Allah's plan. It may take a little time. Some people may even die in this process also. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the way, says in a hadith that what is better than fitna is to be gone from this dunya. The Prophet ﷺ says, this is not my words, the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it is better to be gone from this dunya, to die, rather than being involved in a fitna. So that is why we don't know the hikmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't ever question Allah's system, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously that whatever plan He has, Ya Allah, bring it down upon these people. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hold the oppressors accountable. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide those who have even an iota amount of faith in their heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them guidance. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us nusra as we go through these difficult times, especially our brothers and sisters in Gaza, and continuously make dua, brothers and sisters, because once again, there is no hijab between the dua of the mazloom and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us tawfiq. Inshallah, Amir Rabbil Alameen. Wa jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. إن الذين يؤذون الله ورسوله لعنهم الله في الدنيا والآخرة وأعد لهم عذابا مهينا والذين يؤذون المؤمنين والمؤمنات بغير ما اكتسبوا فقد احتملوا بهتانا وإثما مبينا.